Chapter 1. An Autumn Surprise. I don't remember a prettier fall than the one we had the year I was 15. The long Indian summer days stretched on into October with only enough sprinkles of rain to keep the flowers blooming in Aunt Lou's flower beds and the lawn green enough to contrast with the yellows and golds of the autumn trees and bushes. Even the leaves seemed reluctant to tuck in for the winter, and kept clinging to the branches week after week in all their fine, colorful array. The sun warmed up the air by noon each day, and the nights were just nippy enough to remind us that we'd best be spending our time getting ready for winter, instead of loafing along beside the creek, pretending that this good weather would stay with us forever. The farmers in the area took in all the crops, the women cleaned out their large farm gardens, we stayed loafing by the creek whenever we could, and still the good weather held. People started talking summer picnics and parties again, but I guess no one wanted to exert themselves enough to do the fixing, for the days went by and no one actually had a picnic. We all just sat around in the sun or took long, lazy walks through the colorful countryside. As you probably have figured out by now, my favorite place was down by the creek. I took my fishing pole and headed there every chance I got. Most often Gramps, my great-grandfather, went along with me. He likes fishing, and loafing, most as much as I do. The only thing that got in the way of my fishing trips was school. Most all the area boys my age had given up on school and gone off to farm with their pas or to work in a store or something, but I still hung in there. Part of it was due to my Aunt Lou encouraging me a lot. She was sure I had a good head and kept telling me that it would be a waste should I not use it. Her husband, my Uncle Nat, chimed right in there with her. Since he was the parson in our little town church, I felt that if anyone knew the importance of education, my Uncle Nat would be the man. He had gotten his the hard way, having to work his way through school and seminary on account of he didn't have a ma or pa to see him through, them having died when he was still quite young. Me, I had it easy. I not only had Lou and Nat, but I had Grandpa, a great-uncle Charlie, and my Gramps, my great-grandpa. All of them were right keen on me getting all the education I could. It wasn't a problem to me. In fact, I really liked book learning, even if our school wasn't a very big one and most of the students were young kids or girls. Oh, a few of the boys still attended, like my best friend, Avery Garrett. He didn't care too much for school and didn't know what he wanted to do with any schooling that he did get. I figured he just continued on because I was there, and then there was a certain amount of fun to be had at school. I mean, with all the girls still going and all. Then there was Jack Barry. His pa was bound and determined that Jack would be a doctor. Jack wasn't so sure. Truth was, he kind of had his heart set on being a sailor. Only there wasn't any water handy-like, any big water, that is. So he didn't know just how he was going to manage to get on a boat. At least a boat any bigger than the rough-looking little two-oar one left down on the small pond near the town for anyone's use who might want to do some rowing. Willie Corbin was still going to school, too. Now, I want to tell you about that Willie. He was the biggest rascal in our community when he was younger. Used to get himself in all kinds of trouble. Folks thought that he never would amount to anything, but most likely end up in jail or something. Me, I knew that Willie wasn't really bad. He just liked to have fun, that was all. But that all changed when Willie decided he'd rather spend his future in heaven than hell. This happened way back after my Uncle Nat preached his first sermon in our church. He had just been asked to be our new minister. Willie straightened himself right around and never did go back to his wild ways. I figured if God could make such a change in the likes of Willie Corbin, then he ought to be able to handle almost anyone. Anyway, Willie about had his mind made up that God wanted him to be a missionary. Willie found studying rather hard, but one had to admire him. He kept plugging away at it, determined to prepare himself for some kind of work with heathen people somewhere. Those were the three fellas from my old country school who were still hanging in there. Then there were four older guys from town. We all hung around together, but I spent most of my time with my old buddies. Mostly, I guess, because they were also from our small church.